So, anyway. Dude, here's something. This might scare you, but if someone hit me to a remote viewing app. So I'm in a tournament right now of remote. You know what remote viewing is?
No.
So remember the one time I told you I was on the elliptical and I was trying to like view where you were and what you were doing?
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm like somewhere, if I'm not at a place to be able to try to visualize what's going on there, like what's contained there,
yeah,
it's called remote viewing. It's a skill. That was the day, I don't know if you remember,
yeah,
I hit you at the time and you said I was in your dreams, which
yes.
I might have just been, you know.
No, I remember that.
I might have gone beyond remote viewing.
Yes.
Dude, so I've been doing this app and I've been...
You haven't even tried to remote view me since, but whatever.
I was telling Brittany about it the other day. I was like, I've tried to pull the boy up a couple times.
You trying to remote view me? It's pretty easy.
I try to pull you up.
I bet you could remote view me very easily. Sitting here going... That's it. Or watching, you know,
dude, I have memes. I have to give you my results are... And I don't want to scare the viewers. I'm still the same guy I've always been. I just am psychically capable. Dude, look at this history. So... It's the thing. This is how it works. So you get remote viewing tournament. It's an app on your phone, and you get these. So it'll just give you a number. So you have like a number, so you can match it to the image. So you write down the number on a little sketch pad, and then you predict what you're going to see.
Okay.
And it flashes you two images, and only one of them is the correct one. So you have to connect with the version of yourself in the future. But
this is not real.
What are you talking about, dude? Okay. Let me show you something, dude. Let me show you my history. So
what? Okay. How much of you believes that this is?
It's, dude,
there's something behind this.
Okay, let me just. I'll show you my 100%.
Okay.
Let me show you my history. So this is.
So you believe you can predict?
It's not like 1-to-1. It's just you can start. Look. So this is my prediction. I write down the serial number. I slow my mind and just an image comes to me of just a bunch of little circles, and then I get a sense that there's green somewhere in the picture. So, and there's the thing. They show you two images. Sometimes you see the one that's not the one, and you get it wrong. It's very common. So here's the outcome, dude. Target image. What do you see? That's how you pick it. So I drew little circles, and I thought green. Bam, it's obviously this thing of rocks with the grass. I was correct. It's no big deal. That's remote viewed. It's not a problem. Dude, explain this one. All right? This is all. I don't see any pictures.
So what's the serial number that you're writing down?
That's so you can match the image. Match to the prove, image.
Okay,
you
know, cool.
So I write down the serial number.
You wrote elephant, cobblestone, well.
Yeah, dude. And again, you know, it's not perfect, but check this out. What's the image, dude? Fucking elephant, dude. A fucking elephant. So I pick elephant. Wrong. It was actually this one. But they said a lot of times you.
But what's that other image there for? Just to kind of help you.
So. They'll show you two images.
I'll give you a cobblestone well on that bridge, too. That tunnel?
Well, the problem is they say you start to see, you'll see both of them, but you got to get good enough where you connect yourself to start seeing.
Let me try one.
We'll try one for real. So then I'm getting feedback in 68 minutes on last night. So then I did another one. This is kind of weird. It was things where the beach, a bird in sand, and then you know I had like a little outer space image, a little broad scope, I'll say. Sure. Then the image, dude, fucking, what do I say? But a motherfucking bird. I select it. I'm right. I'm like a baby remote viewer. I still have a lot to learn.
You're a psychic.
I have psychic capabilities. You know, it depends on, I can't do telekinesis, but I'm like, dude, fucking elephant. What's the fucking possibility of me predicting?
I'll get one.
All right. We'll play today's round. We should play today's round. We'll do the results in the, not to be a teaser, but. Play today's round. All you get is a blank pad, bro.
Okay.
Which
and I just
say?
Write down what I'm going to say?
You can hear. Take this notebook, dude. I mean, is it fake?
And just any words at all?
You got to close your eyes and connect with the version of yourself in the future that's going to see the image. Like,
yeah.
Get the image.
I've already connected. I know the answer.
Go ahead. Write it down. You can draw. Even if there's little shapes or things, you can draw kind of what you think that is. I don't want to do it. I need like, you know, you really need to get in kind of a deep meditative state to do this. So I don't want to.
Done.
What you got? Traffic light blue. Hell yeah. I'm just Matt, for the sake of it.
I promise that's the answer.
I'm going to go.
I've already seen the future.
Have you really?
Show today's result.
All right. Let me see if I can tap into. I don't know why I'm getting a beach ball. I don't think it's correct, but I'm getting some sort of. Tool in the Earth, so I'll draw that there. But
this Tool in the Earth,
this one does, this one doesn't count.
All right, so you did they teach you how to give vague answers?
No, so no, not at all. So they said use your slider. Say how confident are you? Oh, they're not going to show me the image actually.
Oh, what? Why not? Yeah. When do you get the image result?
You get it in like a couple hours. My settings are fucked up. God damn it! Hold on, it'll show me. I think my settings are fucked up.
There's, so this is what's the name of this app?
RV Tournament.
Okay.
RV Tournament.
Nice.
It's fucking rules.
So it's
dude.
You versus other clairvoyants.
So if you get a certain level, they'll give you like $10 or something. You'll get. They'll pay you if you start to do.
They'll pay you.
The guy who started this, he said it's only so far. It's only been like slightly over 50%, which is to be expected.
But you can show me any picture right now, and that'll hold up because I was channeling me in the future.
We'll see. It depends.
You can just do any random result.
How so? If it has nothing to do with either of these, and then you have to select the correct one. So it's more so than just chance because you get two images. So you can't just be like, oh, I think I kind of saw that because one of those is fake. So I think that's how they do it.
Okay.
And this guy said he's gotten with like, I think like 55. He's using the people who do the best on this. He's been able to predict NASDAQ at correctly 55% of the time. Pretty tight. I mean, it's almost, I think, significance.
And you genuinely?
Dude, how the fuck did I know it was going to be an elephant? I literally said elephant. Pretty weird.
That is weird.
It's fucking weird.
I'll give you that.
And then I did. I just saw like a bird's foot, and I was like, I don't know, like a bird. You know, so yeah. it's not perfect, and it's not one-to-one. Dude, the elephant one.
I just kept seeing a blue. I just kept seeing a blue sky. That's all I was thinking.
Dude, the elephant one fucking spooked me. Let me change my account because I had. See, God damn it, that's what it was. I need the normal judgment.
I can't believe you didn't foresee this problem.
Hey, dude. I look. Don't be jealous that I'm psychic, dude.
Wait till you see this fucking traffic light.
I can't.
With a blue sky.
I'm so pissed that I didn't have it so I could reveal it right away. That would have really made my day.
I was just thinking of random internet images to always click the traffic light.
Oh, if like robo stuff? I'm getting feedback in 62 minutes. I'm getting feedback in 62 minutes on last night.
Well, we'll find the answer
last night. I did it while dumping. So I was like, I wonder how like.
How bad do you want me to be? If I'm right,
yeah.
What will that do for you?
I'll be pumped, honestly. Well, the idea is it's not really like it's just something like if you completely relax your mind, there could be states of consciousness that we're just not in touch with. So it's like maybe I could see stuff in the, you know, I don't fucking know. I don't put that stuff out of my head. You know, I don't say it's impossible. Again, dude, fucking elephant, yeah. Man.
How? That's impressive evidence.
That's crazy. That's yeah. Evidence.
And you did will yourself into one of my dreams.
I'm just saying.
Stop doing that.
I might peek it on you.
You can't peek on people like that.
But I'm telling you, man, it's the elephant one freaked me out. The bird one last night, I was like, holy shit, that's kind of weird. The circles and the, you know, and the range, I was like, yeah, okay, that's kind of vague, but
yeah.
Still, that was one
I saw it. Circles and green, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of weird.
That's fair. I'll even give you the well on the cobblestone well on the elephant one.
Yeah, I mean,
you were close with that. Kind of, that dude. Fucking stone bridge.
Yeah, man. So either way, but you know, I'm pissed I couldn't show the thing. But dude, RV tournament's fucking, it's just fun to do, honestly. It's like it comes up on your phone like once a day, so it's a fun thing to do.
That sounds fun. I like it. I'm excited to see the result.
I'm trying to get high up on the leaderboards,
yeah,
and then reveal myself,
be like, I'm actually known psychic.
There's professional
known racist psychic,
dude. The CIA studied this.
Really? Yeah, the men who stare at goats and all that shit.
Yeah, man. And there's someone just hooked me up with there was like someone came up with something that was basically like the training program the CIA developed to like get good at remote viewing. And so
yeah.
I'm going to try to get nice at it. It's part of that's my 2021's remote viewing, collecting rocks.
Yeah, what are you I listened to the Dad Meat episode you and Wes did.
Yeah.
It was good. It was nice. It was
Thanks,
motivating.
Man. Thanks, dude.
Yeah. I like to hear you in that world.
I love it, dude.
Where people aren't being critical of you. It and pumps you can me. Speak freely.
It pumps me up, dude.
And it's warm. It's accepted. It's yeah. It's praise. People are like, wow, dude, that's incredible.
Yeah, man. It's a 2021 vision.
Made me think, like, man, maybe I should maybe be more supportive. Like, right now, I'm working hard to pretend that I believe you're a psychic.
Me
it's
too.
Funny, it's funny, last night, like, to be going on a walk and, like, setting a goal of being like, fucking don't be hard on him if he comes at you with an idea. And then today you present fucking psychic and I gotta sit here like.
Dude, explain elephant to me.
Wow.
If there's a thing that says,
elephant's great, and that's weird, big. Bro. That elephant piece of evidence
and that's
is
proof.
Keeping this
you
alive.
You saw me. All I had was the blank page.
I saw it.
So
I seen it.
What the fuck am I to make of that?
I don't know.
It's crazy, but
we'll figure it out.
But yeah, dude, the 2021. I'm right now. I'm super into conscious living in terms of.
Yeah, like, what are your goals? You guys, I listened to it, dude. And are they just too personal?
No, not at all. All
right, dude. So I listened to, check out the Dad Meat episode of Matt and Wes on there, and you guys were talking about like setting goals. Like, yeah. What type of goals are you talking about?
So right now, so you do them in like a bunch of different domains. It's like different domains. So you want to do like health, wealth. Finances, you know, you do them, so you get like really specific, and I'm trying to do a home addition. So that was my thing. I'm like trying to like, what, like figure out build like a thing.
Have cool shit in your house.
No, just so we can have more kids, but also be cool. So we need like more space. So like, yeah. Figure out how to do all that.
Expand the house, build expand another the house, level.
Get nice at identifying rocks. That's one of my goals.
I know that's been a goal. I've been hearing rumblings of that being a goal of yours.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really
identifying rocks.
I went from meteorology to geology really quickly.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I mean, hate geology.
Do you really?
Yeah.
So you want to hear about my big quartzite haul this weekend?
When I was a kid, I was a big fan of quartz. That was the one I could identify.
Yeah.
I would go around and try to identify quartz.
Yeah.
That was big for me. That was the only rock I could ever
What identify. Happened? Why do you hate rocks now?
I don't know. I just took geology in college and I fucking hated it.
Did you guys really get to like collect rocks?
Yeah. Yeah. Although in fifth grade, we went to like a fossil field trip. Mm-hmm. There was like a place where you could dig up fossils. That ruled.
That's what I'm saying.
That was fun.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what we should do. I think that should be your bachelor party.
Fossil hunting?
Go down to an old fossil place.
Bro, don't tempt me, dude. Don't tempt me. I've been looking at the Pennsylvania like Geological Survey, mm-hmm. identifying good spots to go and fucking find cool rocks and shit. I think you're on a big thing of like an unspecified. I don't know if you're on like a real kind of crystal deposit where you grew up. I grew up on like garnet, like literally like garnet mines. So it's like, I'm around like dark. I grew up around like underneath or with like dark crystals above me or below me, excuse me.
Dark crystals.
Yeah. So,
now,
like,
so I grew up in a geologically. Pseudoscience geology and the fucking garbage geology.
Dude, it literally tells you on your thing what's underneath you. Like what the.
No, I know, but like you're talking about the dark crystals actually having like a dark magical effect.
No. I grew up in a geologically exciting environment where I think
oh, okay.
I think up around you might just be like a bed of shale.
Close to the mountains up there. Yeah.
It could be. You could be on some limestone. Maybe some diamonds over yonder. Let me see. I'm going to see what the rock type. Oh no, but sorry, I won't get into that. But the gold stuff really is just kind of, for me, like, it eliminates the feeling of, like, what am I doing, like, with my life and day. Like, I'll get into a thing where I just start, like, going from, like, tab to tab on a browser. Just like,
yeah.
And then I start being like, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I? And I start, like, just freaking out. So I've been starting to, like, map my days out very consciously. And, dude, it eliminates, like, 90% of it.
Yeah, that sounded good. I was listening to that, and I was like,
it's pretty,
we got to do that. Because here's mine right now.
Yeah.
See if you can ride the Peloton today. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Gets around 9 o'clock. I'm like, there's always tomorrow.
So, dude, the thing they, one of the tech, because that's the whole thing. Like, how? Because I've been trying to take command of my day forever. Like, I was like, I wish I could just wake up and like.
Well, it was nice when we worked. That was a way better way to have like.
True.
It was nice. Then you come home and you're like, yeah, I'll fucking make dinner and play video games.
Exactly.
Awesome. Maybe read.
When you're in charge of your own schedule.
But when you have literally nothing on the schedule, especially when you get COVID-19, when you get diagnosed with dreaded disease COVID-19, then it's like you can't even, like, I feel bad going out at all.
Yeah,
obviously that was different, but that was like, that was 2 weeks of just like, that was weird.
Are people still shunning you?
No.
Wait, no were one. They were they ever? I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah.
No one really did. Yeah, because everybody that was at that party I went to got tested negative.
So you
and O'Connor and Tommy just accepted their fates. They went down with the ship.
That's very
which
brave.
I do, yeah. I That's did appreciate. Brave,
yeah.
And neither of them got it.
Yeah.
God rewarded their fucking bravery.
100% rewarded their loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude.
But, not having anything to do is actually, I mean, it's not hard. It's the easiest thing in the world, which makes it shitty.
Dude. Yeah. I think, dude, yeah, that's what I'm getting as I'm older. It's like, if you don't have a clear purpose, it's like shit starts to get really weird.
Yeah. I don't want to be one of the guys that's like, I need stand up, but like,
yeah,
that was my thing. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, dude. That's human beings, dude. We're the only creatures who need to like make sense out of the things. You know, we can't just like come and eat, you know, it will come and eat stuff. And we could. It's not all.
Some of us. That's what I've been doing.
Some, you know, again, it's like the classic Scarface scene.
Yeah, I've been coming and eating.
Is this all there is, dude? Coming and fucking sucking asses.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, that's the 2021 move, dude, of taking full command of the day. And, you know, the thing with the Peloton, too, is pretty cool. There's a thing called, like, elastic habits where it's like, say you're not going to do, like, you know, 4 fucking hours or, like, an Olympic level thing.
Yeah.
You put a calendar and then you say, like, all right, I can have a thing where I do 10 minutes of it. There's another level if I do 30 minutes. Maximum level is me doing it for an hour.
Yeah.
So you just do it for 10. If you're not going to do it at all, you just do it for 10 minutes. And then you have a calendar where you put, like, a color-coded sticker versus, like, which level thing. And
they
you
have back it in the on month. The app.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's
called your calendar.
It's called elastic habits, dude.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
And it rewards you for how many days you do it. And then now they're doing that. There's a thing where it's like programs.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
This, dude, I'm telling you.
It gives you a program. It's like,
people need it. People need it, dude.
Yeah, I need it. And I mean, fuck.
I had a long period in my life where I didn't have to go to work and stuff. And, dude, it would just start to like fuck with me, dude.
Yeah.
You get full. I got a taste of like retirement. Kind of, well, sort of. I'm selling drugs, but the, but the, like, you know, I had the whole day to myself.
Also makes you wonder, like, if those old women were appreciative of a guy coming in the window with a hammer and being like, "All right, no more hanging out, no more hanging out." Right.
Yeah. I thought you said whether they're selling
me
drugs
from this hanging out.
Yeah, I think once you're 70, it might rule. But
hanging out? I doubt there's any like internal pressure.
No, it's gotta suck, dude.
No, I bet hanging out
rules.
Going
to the same store for like 70 years and you're just kind of like, here I am again at this fucking place eating. Like, dude, like there can't be. It's like,
I don't know. I bet that inner drive of like, I need to do something. I need to.
True.
I bet that starts to. If you have no like drive at all
mm-hmm.
to like, I need to prove something to some.
Sure.
Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If that's gone, chilling rules.
True, if that's removed,
you know,
yeah.
It's like when you accomplish something and then mm-hmm. when you're done,
yeah.
you can do whatever and you're like, nice, good day today.
Yeah.
I bet that's how it feels with life. You're like, oh, nice, I did it.
Yeah, I don't have to.
Now I'm fucking chilling.
It would be nice to have absolutely zero ambition and then, just like wait till something exciting and be like, oh, sweet, this is awesome. Oh, nice.
What a nice treat.
But imagine like, dude, imagine you're like 700th burger. You're 80 and you're munching a burger. You're like, it has to lose the excitement at some point. Like burgers,
dude.
Home Improvement reruns. You're like, I've seen this rerun 400 fucking times.
Reruns get tired. Burger, you think burgers are wearing off on anybody?
I don't know,
bro.
Sometimes I get
you've
that.
You've had 700 burgers.
I eat shit. True. I love burgers every single time.
You've had so
I think
many
it's like
burgers.
Jerking off. I think as long as you don't have a burger for a while, then that burger's going to be. I think you're right about that. Because sometimes I just get sick of eating in general. I like eat shit. I'm like, I don't even care about food anymore, dude. I think that's just depression, but
that's depression. Yeah. In my case, occasionally food. It's Adderall.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't even want to eat. I haven't eaten today. I should eat.
Yeah,
yeah.
But no, that's what I've been doing. Dude, it's funny too because like a lot of that stuff gets a really negative rap, and then you try it and you're like, damn, this fucking rules, dude.
What, chilling?
No, I'm talking about mapping your... No, dude. I'm talking about mapping your day out.
What about chilling and burgers?
They rule too, but
chilling
as a reward.
Burgers rules.
As a reward. I've been mapping my day out and just like crushing like to-do lists and projects. And it, dude, it's like... Feels good.
That's nice.
So otherwise, I would just fucking like... Not, I would like vaguely not do anything all day and be like, Brittany, leave me alone. I'm fucking working. I'm fucking podcast. And I would just like be a fucking dick. And then I would be like, I can't come upstairs yet. I'm not done. Because I would have sat on the line all day being like, what the fuck am I doing with myself?
Yeah.
But now it's like, dude, I fucking 5 o'clock.
Now imagine there's no Brittany and it's just O'Connor. You just turn on him occasionally.
True.
You're just hanging out and then finally like, what the fuck are you looking at? Just occasionally just spaz on O'Connor. That's what happens. Yeah.